Hey Hamster, this is Dave Berkey with iHemp USA. Welcome to my second podcast of Hemp Happenings. Sorry it's been taking so long since I did the first podcast, but I've had a lot going on. February, my dad died, so I've been dealing with that. And also my laptop decided that it didn't want to work anymore. So I haven't been able to get that fixed to be able to do Hemp Happenings on that either, so hence no video. So I am using my phone to record this, so hopefully it goes well. Also, I have been trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about for this episode, and there's also, you know, the good old procrastination problem of just putting stuff off. You know, the procrastination club meeting is postponed to next week because, you know, nobody wanted to show up this week type of thing. So yeah, so with the many things that I could talk about in this episode, the topic I've chosen for this episode is something close to my heart, is a sustainable building. Now, I know I mentioned building with hemp in my first podcast, but I didn't go that into depth about the advantages of building with hemp or the different products out there made out of hemp for building. There are many wonderful hemp products for building out there. To name just a few, hempcrete is the first and foremost that, you know, is out there, but there's also hemp insulation, hemp wood. The company Hemp Wood has developed a few products as well that I'll be getting into. And there's also hemp rebar, which is in development, along with a host of other products being developed. I'll go into more detail on each of these. There are many more out there, but, you know, this is just a start to intro us into it. So, like I said, first, I would like to talk about hempcrete. If you don't know about hempcrete, it's an amazing product. It's been around for many thousands of years. You can find hempcrete buildings all over the world. Japan has them. The ancient Roman Empire has hempcrete buildings, Greece, East Asia, and more. They've been found all over the world from ancient, you know, civilizations. So, yeah, it's been around a while. So, as mentioned in the first episode, hempcrete has many great qualities. It's made from three primary ingredients: hemp herd. If you don't know, that's the inner woody part of the hemp plant. Lime binder and water. Some people add other additives to make it stronger or give it other desired qualities, which is perfectly fine. But those are the main three ingredients. So hempcrete in general has a lot of great qualities to it. It's fire resistant, mold resistant, insect resistant, has a great HR value, and actual value depends on many factors such as the density and additives you put into it, but overall it has great HR value. Hempcrete is also carbon negative. That means the hemp plant soaks up CO2 while it's growing, and they grow really fast. And it's stored in the hemp plant, so you're not using CO2 when you are building the building. Hempcrete also stabilizes moisture within the building envelope. When it's humid, it soaks up the moisture in the air. When it's dry, it releases the moisture, keeping the moisture in the building at a pretty constant level. The downside of hempcrete, unfortunately at this point, is until it is fully cured, it is not load-bearing. And that means you have some kind of supporting structure. So it's just used as an infill, it's used as insulation. It usually takes decades for it to fully cure. However, when it is fully cured, it becomes hard as a rock. There's some kind of chemical thing going on with the hemp, the binder, and the lime binder and the water. And when you and over time, the hemp petrifies, and the lime binder turns back into rock somehow. I don't know how that works. So, but until it happens, you know, you need the framing for the building. People usually use wood, but you know, you can use many other things for that frame, as long as it'll, you know, hold the building up and hold the roof on. So even the current hemp bricks that you see, you know, going around are not load bearing. If you try and put a roof on them or whatever, they'll squish. There is one company in Canada, Just Biofiber, that they have a load-bearing hempcrete block, but they have dowels in the middle of it, and that holds the building up, kind of like wooden dowels, like six or eight of them inside of the hemp block, that gives it the structure. So it's not the hempcrete itself, but I am working on developing a load-bearing hempcrete block with just the hempcrete. It doesn't take any dowels in it or anything. It's just a mixture and ingredients of the hempcrete that do it. But I will talk about that on another episode. So hempcrete is getting really big nowadays. I was just looking at Just Biofiber's website to maybe order a sample of a block, and they are completely sold out. They are backlogged. They can't keep up with demand. So we know there's a huge demand for, you know, hempcrete buildings, hempcrete blocks, and the like. So I really need to get going on, you know, developing my hemp block. If you check online, you can tell that there are buildings that are still standing from Roman times in Asia and other places that are made from hempcrete. And yeah, once they finally cure, they're good for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Unlike modern building that, you know, it goes bye-bye in about 100 years. All right, so let's move on with other building materials. The first one is hemp insulation. It's also great insulator if you can't build with hempcrete. Hemp insulation is made from the fibers of the hemp plant. Basically, it's the bark of the hemp plant on the outside. I haven't exactly seen it made, but I'm sure there's YouTube videos out there you can see. But it's made into bats. Just like fiberglass or wool insulation, you just lay it up there in the rafters type of thing. I think they also have blow-in hemp insulation as well. But unlike fiberglass, hemp insulation is all natural. It doesn't irritate your skin if it's touched. Right now, it's a bit pricier than other methods of insulation. But once we get more processing facilities up and going in the USA and other manufacturers are making it, the prices will drop and it'll be competitive to, you know, other types of insulation. It has a great R value. Offhand, I don't know the R value per square inch, but it is comparable, if not better than, you know, the other types of insulation out there. The brands I have checked, they have no additives. It's all pure hemp. I think it's also like hypoallergenic or whatever you call that. So, yeah, pretty darn good product there. Next on the list is hemp wood. So, hemp wood is a relatively new product, just came out within the past few years. It's being developed in Kentucky here in the United States. I'm not certain if there's ever been wood before made from hemp, but the first time for everything, I guess. So these guys, the name of the company is Hempwood. They have several products. They have hemp flooring, hemp lumber, hemp furniture or wood for hemp furniture, hemp paneling, hemp picture frames, and other types of hemp wood that you can use on a lathe and make it into other products. I have seen drums made from hemp wood, guitars made from hemp wood, golf clubs made from hemp wood, so stuff like that. They have a hemp wood product for pretty much all of your wood needs. So the only thing they don't make specifically for the intended purpose is hemp framing wood, for framing a house. I'm sure it has the ability to be load bearing, but the company says it's not meant for that yet. They should come out with something here in the near future that's for that, especially with prices going up as they are for wood. Then yeah, they're trying to get something out for that. Okay, next on the list is hemp OSB. OSB or oriented stranded board and plywood, or basically the backbone of the building industry, used for pretty much anything on a house or a building. And as prices for plywood and OSB soar nowadays, people are looking for an alternative. OSB is a great choice, however, but like I said, it's becoming expensive. So a few companies are doing something about it. The hemp board and hemp OSB. Hemp board and hemp OSB are made basically the same way OSB is made, except it's not made from wood from trees. It's made from hemp. Usually, in OSB, they use formaldehyde, which is not good for you. Basically, I think it's the same thing as, embalming fluid. So they use formaldehyde in the glue for the plywood and the OSB. But with the hemp board and hemp OSB, it doesn't have formaldehyde in it. They use different, all natural, things for the glue. And you can use this for pretty much anything you can use a regular OSB for. Building houses, making furniture, making cabinets. In some instances, it can replace solid wood. It can actually be stronger than the solid wood can, depend on the type of wood. So, yeah. Well, that is all for this episode. So far, there is not a whole ton out there for building products. But I'm sure if you look, you can find everything else for the house: draperies, carpeting, paint. They have lacquer finish, whatever, for hardwood out of hemp. They have all that type of stuff if you look for it. If you have any ideas I can cover on hemp topics or products you want me to discuss, just shoot me an email. Hopefully next time I will have a guest on the show. I'm trying to get guests. What I would like to do with them is see what they're doing, where they're at, why they're, in the hemp industry, and what drives them, what products they have, stuff like that. So hopefully next time I will have, you know, a guest on the show. I've been working on getting a few. It's just timing is the issue with that. So, yeah, a couple of sources I checked on for my my stuff was hempwood.com, ihempusa.com, and echohome.net. And basically just Google or just stuff I already knew. So, all right, that's it for today's episode. I'll hopefully get one up at least every month now that other things are cleared and figured out. And yeah, so go visit my website, ihempusa.com, and hopefully there I will be getting more hemp building products on the website. I am working with Hempwood and some other providers to offer hemp building products. So have a good day, and we'll see you next time. Okay, bye.